Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Plattville, 49-21. Wow. Plattville, certainly a strong team from the Southwest, but I know Mount Horeb is top-rated in their division, so they are taking it to the Hillman so far tonight. GET with the girls leading Westby 28-21. That is in the second half. Earlier this evening, the Ithaca girls got a win against Brookwood. The Bulldog girls knocking that one down earlier tonight by a score of 51-15. The Plattville girls beat Mount Horeb 60-40, and Weston over Riverdale 100-83. Some stats in that game. Garrett Jennings with 31 for Weston. Trevor Westfall, 25. Isaac Jennings with 21. Bevan Dennis at 32, including 9 3-pointers for Riverdale. Henry Drone added 23, and Owen Blankenship, 18. That was a high-scoring shootout tonight at Weston. The Philly Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Second half is coming up next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood yearly. These donors are doing what they can to support the 335 million strong population and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you would like to support your community by donating blood, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. We have 18 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Second half underway. Richland Center leading 32-30. Cecil Lopez with a basketball brings it to the right side. Hands off now to Braylon Backus, and the Tigers set it up. Backus accelerates down to the baseline, leans in, throws it right side, left now Grant. Grant back to Lopez. Lopez lost it. Foul called on the Hornets. That looks like it'll be on Brady Dosh. And it will be. Hornets back with the original starters. Jaden Shep, Wes Bosworth, Liam Fingerson, Brady Dosh, and Garrison Weiss. Tigers go immediately inside of the inbound. Back a shot missed. Rebound Weiss. And the Hornets outlet down to Bosworth. And Jaden Shep up the sideline. Liam Fingerson throws it low. There's Weiss. Pinned in, throws it back to Liam. Inside Bosworth, kicks to the corner. Dosh for three. It is no good. Rebound by the Tigers. Larkin with the outlet pass. Up ahead, Backus down to the baseline. Spin move, goes up, missed the shot. Rebound by Dosh and the Hornets. Brady across the half-court line. Down low, it goes to Bosworth, now to Weiss. Garrison's shot is missed. Tigers save the inbound back to Jaden Shep. Richland Center to Liam Fingerson, bulldozing down the lane, shot no good, foul called, and a two free throw situation for the Hornets. Fouls are even at one apiece. This one is on Archer Grant of Black River Falls. That is his first. Going to the free throw line will be Liam Fingerson. Takes a couple of dribbles, free throw on the way and good. He is 3 of 6 from the line for the game. The Hornets go up by 3, 33-30. Second throw, couple of dribbles. And this one in the air, and that one is good. Liam Fingerson makes it 34-30. Here comes the pass inbounds, and Cecil Lopez across the timeline, down to the baseline, nowhere to go. Fires it back out. Three-pointer on the rim. It is no good for Backus. Rebound by Dosh. Outlet picked off now by Grant. And the Tigers take over for a three on the way. Good. NBA Link 3 for Nolan Bean. And it is a one-point game. Hornets by 1, 34-33. Jaden Shep to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth holds it up. Gives it back to Jaden. Three on the way. No good. Rims off. Rebound taken by the Tigers. Tigers up ahead, home run pass, and the dribbler slips, went down, trying to keep the dribble. They're going to call him for traveling. Needs to get a little stick up on his shoes. It'll come back to Richland Center. Tigers fall back into a 2-3 zone. They've extended it a little bit beyond the arc. Pass comes to Brady Dosh. Fingerson on the right side. Now Shep just up for the baseline. Jaden. Top of the key, Dosh. Bosworth turns in, uses the dribble. Nowhere, fires it back to Jaden Shep. Three on the kick out, it is no good. Rebound by Wes Bosworth. He'll score, and he's fouled. Wes Bosworth with 12 points, goes to the free throw line, try and make 13. Foul is the second on the Tigers. And the foul is on Cecil Lopez. That's his first, 36-33. Bosworth free throw is good. That'll make it 37-33. Tigers with a basketball. Lopez walks it up across the half-court line. Right side between the knees dribble. Drives to the free throw line. Hands off. That's Beam for three on the rim. No good. Rebound Gary Weiss. And the Hornets off to Jaden Shep. Jaden drives. Top of the circle. Backs off. Bounce feed to Brady Dosh. Brady with the basketball down to the baseline between the knees dribble. Gives it back to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth holds it. Now down to Dosh. Deep baseline. Gary Weiss back to Bosworth. Runner with a left side shot. Good. Well played by the Hornets. And a whistle and a timeout, I believe. Looks like the Hornets' Jaden Shep may have come up a little bit lean. He'll come out of the game. That's not good. And Richland Center will use a timeout as well in the meantime. 39-33. The Hornets leading by 6, matching their biggest lead. 15-11 remaining in the ballgame here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Roof.
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Back to action here at RCHS. Tigers turn it over on the inbound, and Richland Center has the basketball. RC leading 39-33. Brady Dosh taking over at point. Trayton Shep in for his brother. Ball goes down to the baseline. There is Weiss. Shot good, and he's fouled. Garrison Weiss with his second basket tonight. And the Hornets now take a lead of 41-33. And we'll go to the line. This is kind of a pivotal point for the Hornets. Into the game for Black River Falls. Zayden Roseff and Will Settlebauer. Foul is on Archer Grant. That is his second. He comes out of the ball game. And Weiss at the line. Free throw is short. Rebound pulled down by Backus. Backus across the timeline. Accelerates to the baseline. Leans in. Tough shot. Blocked by Weiss. Picked up by Dosh. Hornets maintaining the lead and can build on it. And now a foul called on the Tigers. That'll be a number one. Braylon Backus. His second foul. Four already on the Tigers. 14:28 remaining in the game. Pass comes in play, and at the top of the circle is Dosh. Fingerson takes the D up, throws it low. Backus goes in and gets a jump ball. The arrow points to Richland Center. Hornets will run an inbounds play from the baseline. Trayton Shep holding the ball, throws it inbounds, knocked away by the Tigers and out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Trayton Shep holding the ball, looking, fires it into West Bosworth. Bosworth, top of the circle, hands off to Brady Dosh. Left side, Trayton Shep. Shep against the double team, down to the baseline. Gary Weiss back to the lane. Nice play. There's Fingerson. Shot good. Well played by the Hornets. They're up by 10, their largest lead, 43-33. Backus drives down deep. Tough shot, he's fouled on the floor. That'll be the Hornets' second foul. And the Tigers will have the ball on the end line. This foul is on Trayton Shep, his first. So the Tigers lob it in play, caught by Backus. Challenging down low, and he's going to be called for traveling. Puts it back in the hands of the Hornets. Good defense on the Tigers' most prolific scorer. 43-33, Richland Center. Brady Dosh over to Trayton Shep on the left wing. Trayton back to Liam Fingerson. Liam leans in, throws it low. Weiss catches, leans in. No, hooks the shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Cecil Lopez and the Tigers. Fires it up to Backus. Deep corner, makes a move. All the way down deep, fires it back inbound. Three-pointer on the way, and it is short for the Tigers, and it rims out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. Now the game for the Hornets, number one, Jaden Shep. Good to see him return. And Liam Fingerson comes out of the ball game. Richland Center will have it at the half-court line in front of the scorer's table. Pass comes to Trayton Shep. Trayton on the left side, uses the dribble. Nowhere to go. Back it goes to Bosworth. Left wing, looking inside, fires it to Gary Weiss. Bosworth catches again on the near side, airmails it to Brady Dosh. Dosh driving between the knees dribble, nothing, throws it into the area, knocked away by the Tigers and out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Mason Myman is in for the Tigers. And Richland Center will start it in play on the fans, Richland Center fans side of the gymnasium. So a pass comes in play. Jaden Shep to Wes Bosworth, who meets it in the corner. Wes looking, brings it back to Trayton Shep. Shep with the ball. Now Weiss way out in the corner. Back to Bosworth. Just outside on the right wing. Throws it to the left wing. Quick move. There's Trayton. Back to the corner. Jaden Shep going up with the defense. Knocked away by the Tigers and out of bounds. Well played. It'll be Richland Center basketball near the half-court line. Hornets leading by 10, 43-33. Belmont leading Wazika Steuben, 24-19 in girls basketball. Black River Falls over Royal, 52-50 girls basketball. Hornet ball, Wes Bosworth. Back to the left side, Jaden Shep down to Gary Weiss. He's pinned into the deep corner, brings it back to Jaden Shep. 12.5 to play in the game. Lob to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth goes in. Offensive foul called. Taking the charge was number 11, Nolan Beam. So Bosworth picks up his first foul of the night. Third foul on the Hornets overall. and it will be Tigers basketball. This is about the point where the Hornets led Dodgeville by 10 the other night and kind of let it slip away. Here's a three-pointer, nothing but net for Lopez, and it's a seven-point game all of a sudden. 43-36. Pass comes inbounds to Jaden Shep. Shep to the right wing, throws it inside. Brady Dosh back to the corner. Trayton Shep, now Brady. Brady brings it to the middle. There is a dribble by Garrison Weiss, and he's tied up. Jump ball call. The Tigers make a great play right there. Want to make a correction. That Nuglaris game is with Darlington, and it's a boys game, it looks like. So change that. Westby up on their opponent, GET, 49-40. Belleville leading Mineral Point, 50-40. All in girls basketball tonight. Pass comes in to Nolan Beam, and the Tigers set it up. Back to Myman on the left side. Backus. Backus drives to the lane, kicks it out. Three-pointer for Beam. It is on the rim, no good. Rebound, Trayton Shep. And the Hornets back to Wes Bosworth. Now up to Jaden Shep. And Richland Center will walk it across the timeline. Jaden on the right wing. Down deep. Gives to Garrison Weiss. Weiss with the ball. On a dribble drive. Back it goes. Top of the circle. Bosworth. Here's Jaden Shep for a three. On the rim. Bounces over the top and out of bounds. We've had that a couple of times tonight. Rim kind of tight. And it goes back to the Tigers. Potosi Cassville girls leading East Dubuque 53-43 in the second half of that one. And the Tigers will start it in play. Richland Center leading 43-36. Everyone catching their breath. Hornets were up by two at halftime. Across the timeline, Cecil Lopez for the Tigers uses a screen to the right. Now drives lane, lost the handle, picked up again by the Tigers. On a drive, Backus leads into the lane and scores. That'll make it 43-38. And here come the Tigers. The Hornets with the basketball. Jaden Shep across the half-court line. Jaden brings it off to Wes Bosworth. Now fires it back to the right side. Brady Dosh, Trayton Shep just up for the baseline. Garrison Weiss spins, gives to Jaden. Jaden down the boulevard. Tough shot of the way, won't go. Bosworth trying to save it. They say he dribbled it on the end line. It'll be Tiger basketball. So the Hornets miss an opportunity. And here comes Black River Falls again. And the Hornets up by 10 points just about 3 minutes ago. Now it's a five-point game. Black River Falls has the ball. Three by Backus. It is good. It's a two-point game. Backus nails his third triple, 43-41, and a timeout by the Hornets. 10:16 to play. Black River Falls back in the ballgame. 43-41 Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From infants to men's size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
To play. Richland Center basketball. The Hornets up by two in tonight's non-conference game between the Southwest Conference and the Cooley Conference. Hornets at 7-8 coming in. A win would even their record and give them a little boost before hosting Platteville coming up on Thursday night. Pass comes across to Trayton Shep on the right wing. Sets it up back to Bosworth, left wing. West down to Jaden, just up for the baseline. Slings it back to Dosh. He Vegematics in the lane, and he's going to be fouled on the play on the shot. He'll get back to the free throw line. And That's called the number 13, Archer Grant. That will be his third. So Brady Dosh with a total of 5 points, and they're going to say it's a non-shooting foul. So Richland Center will have the ball on the baseline, but no free shots. Will Settlebauer comes into the game for the Tigers. Again, the Hornets winning the size matchup tonight. There's a pass to the lane, knocked away, picked up by the Tigers. They've got to look the other way. Tough shot up, and it is good. But they're going to whistle off. There's a foul before the shot on the Hornets. Fouls on number one, Jaden Shep, which will be his second. And the foul is before the shot, so the Tigers will have the basketball on the baseline. 9:55 to go. Tigers trying to even it or take the lead. Pass comes in play. Lopez, top of the circle, drives to the left side, down to the baseline. Between the knees dribble, now drives down deep. Tough shot, won't go. Fought for. He gets the rebound, kicks it out. Tigers again in the lane. 14-footer banks in, and we're tied. Nolan Beam ties it up at 43, so 10 straight for the Tigers. The Hornets' somewhat comfortable lead was not that comfortable. And less than 5 minutes later, we're tied. Ball comes back to the near side. Trayton Shep, Brady Dosh on the near side, called for traveling as he caught the basketball. And the Tigers will put it back in their hands. Ball taken on the left side. Hornets with an unforced turnover. And the Tigers across the timeline. Beam over to the left side. Backus. Backus, crossover dribble, hop step down low, shot off the glass, and good. And the Tigers take the lead at 45-43. 9:06 remaining in the ballgame. Jaden Shep pushing it on the right side, down to the baseline, throws to Bosworth. West, offensive foul called. And the Tigers take the charge. That's going to be the second on West Bosworth. And it was Nolan Beam taking the charge into the game for Richland Center, Kaizen Schwitzenberg. 8:58 to go in the ballgame. The Tigers on a 12-point run leading 45-43. Nolan Beam across half court. Hands off to Cecil Lopez. Lopez on a drive to the free throw line, down to the baseline, and a whistle, and a... What do they call? I'm not sure. Inadvertent whistle, it looks like. That doesn't happen very often. So it will be Tigers basketball on the baseline. And the inbounder is Cecil Lopez. Lobs it in. Settlebauer goes to get it near the half-court line. Sets it up in the corner on a dribble drive. Lopez throws it back. Now here's Backus backing up. Back away three. Short. What for? Schwitzenberg had the rebound. There's a foul called. So the foul is called on the Tigers. That'll be their sixth team foul. And the third on Will Settlebauer. 8:35 to go. Hornets on a scoring drought. 45-43 Tigers. Shep to Shep, Trayton on the left wing. Drives, top of the circle, Bosworth. West with the ball, now Jaden Shep up from the baseline. Schwitzenberg right of the free throw line. Now to West Bosworth. Back it goes to Trayton Shep, uses the dribble. Trayton scoops it down low to Bosworth. Bosworth back to the count side, three on the way, good for Trayton Shep. Good time to get his first basket. 46-45, the ball game score, 8 minutes remaining, and a foul called on the Hornets at the other end. That'll be the team's sixth foul. That's on Trayton Shep, which will be his second. Congratulations to Highlands West. Kressinger, Wes with 1,000 points in his Highland career. So congratulations, Wes. Second player for the Cardinals to go over that 1,000 plateau this year. The Cardinals get a win tonight, 88-49. Congratulations. Ball comes in play. Caught by Black River. Inside, hook shot up, and good by Backus. And it is a lead for the Tigers, 47-45, 7:50 to go. Jaden Shep at the top of the key. Right side, Brady Dosh. Dosh back to Trayton Shep. Shep, free throw line right. Down to the baseline. Brady Dosh lobs it inside. Wes Bosworth had it knocked away and out of bounds. It'll come back to the Hornets on the baseline. Darlington leading New Glarus 52-45. Second half, that's boys basketball. Correct that score. River Ridge 80-36 over Benson. Three-pointer for Jaden Schiff off the inbound. No good. Rebound Wes Bosworth, and he is fouled with 7:32 remaining. That'll be the seventh on the Tigers. So a bonus throw coming up for Bosworth and the Hornets. Foul is on number four, Mason Myman. That's his first. Bosworth at the line. Free throw, no good. Hornets continue that struggle at the free throw line. Rebound by the Tigers. 7.5 to play up to Backus. He'll kank a three on the way, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Jaden Schiff. Schiff with a basketball across the half-court line. Driving down deep. Now gives it off to Wes Bosworth. Dosh on the left wing. Down to Schwitzenberg. Kaizen gives it now to Trayton Schiff. Schiff guarded by Backus. Back to Brady Dosh. He penetrates a bit, kicks it out. Here's Jaden Schiff for three. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Beam. Outlet to Backus. Crossover dribble into the lane. Shot swatted by Jaden Schiff. Dosh up to Bosworth. Excellent defense. Dosh down deep, and it's going to be Bosworth taking a shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the line. He'll shoot a guaranteed two. Foul is on Archer Grant. That is his fourth, and overall, Black River Falls has eight. This half, Wes Bosworth at the line. The Hornets trailing it 47-46 with 6:50. A lot of basketball yet to play. Bosworth goes to the free throw line with 15 points tonight. Make it 16. Ties the score at 47. Back into the game for the Hornets. Liam Fingerson. Second throw in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Beam. And the outlet pass now on the right side for Lopez. Tie ball game, 6:41 to go on a drive. The Tigers drop it inside. Kettleberg throws it out to the right side. Three-pointer on the rim, won't go in for Lopez. And the rebound by Liam Fingerson. Off to Wes Bosworth. Jaden Schiff accelerates down deep, lost the handle, out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Chris Clerken has to leave his luxury skybox to retrieve the basketball. 6:25 to go. Tied at 47. Hornets trying to change that right here with an underneath inbound. Here's the pass to Trayton. Jaden, three on the way. It is no good. Tipped around. Rebound by Jaden Schiff. Schiff throws it to Bosworth. Down deep. Reverse lay-in won't go. A foul called on the floor. That'll be the ninth on the Tigers with 6:15 to go. Foul is on Will Settlebauer, I think, yes. And for Will, that is his fourth. So the Tigers have two players with four fouls. Going to the line again, Wes Bosworth. 16 points tonight. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rattles off, and the rebound by Lopez and the Tigers. Lopez to half court. Lopez down deep. Scoops it up with the left hand. Yes! And a foul called. The Tigers take the lead. 49-47. They lead it. 6:08 remaining in the game. You're just joining us, the Hornets with a 10-point lead with right around 10 minutes to play. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. He completes the three-point play, and the Tigers will use a timeout. A lot of basketball yet to go. The Tigers are up by 3, 50-47. With 6 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy-in, easy-out convenience store.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
6 minutes, 8 seconds to play. 50-47, Black River Falls in boys basketball. Ithaca boys leading Brookwood, 56-35. Viroqua and Dodgeville tied at 72 in the second half. Good ball game there. Royal girls up on Black River Falls, 66-56. Hornet basketball, Jaden Sheff across half court. Brady Dosh in left wing. Bosworth meets it just to the left of the top of the key. Back it goes. Near side, back to Dosh, and he'll shoot a three. It's on the way. No good. Hornets can't save it. It'll be Tiger basketball. No backcourt pressure from Richland Center. They'll fall back into the half-court defense, and the Tigers will walk it up across the timeline. Beam directing traffic. Beam right side, throws it. Backus. Backus drives down deep, scoops a shot, it won't go, he'll get two free throws. Backus held so far below his 24-point average. He'll go to the free throw line. Brady Dosh commits his third personal. 5:37 to go. The Tigers threatening to take a bigger lead. Two guaranteed. That's the eighth Hornet foul. This one in the air, and that one is good. A lot of really good sophomores. It must be, it's funny how that happens, and you see that at various schools, like the same class has a bunch of pretty prolific scorers. That one walks in as well for Backus, and that makes it a five-point game. 52-47, 5:35 remaining in the ball game. Hornets got to step it up. Wes Bosworth, right wing, nothing. Back to Fingerson. Down to the baseline. Jaden Shep drives all the way back toward half court. Crossover dribble, bounce feed, Bosworth. Down deep. Wes leans in with a left-hand shot. Good. Wes Bosworth makes it 52-49. 5:12 remaining in the game. Right side, now left for Beam. Back to Backus. In the lane, scoops a shot. It won't stay. Hunt for, rebound by the Tigers. They'll pass it back door. And a timeout is called by the coach, Jack Taylor. So a quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here for this one. 52-49, the visiting Black River Falls Tigers leading. And they will have the basketball on the out-of-bounds line when play resumes. Westfield has defeated Wisconsin Dells in girls basketball, 58-44. Belmont up on Wazika Steuben in girls basketball, 36-33. That is in the second half. On the Philby flip phone tonight, each team given the warning horn, and they'll head back to the floor. Hornets have led the majority of minutes, but Black River Falls has led since 9 minutes remained in the game, and we are right now at five. So they've been leading for about 4 minutes, and the inbounder after the timeout will be Nolan Beam. He inbounds from the baseline. Four-corner out-of-bounds play. Beam brings it in. It's caught now by Backus, and he'll back off now toward the half-court line. Hornets matching up in a man-to-man defense. Pass goes left side to Lopez. Back to Backus. Now Beam. Beam just across the half-court line. Swings it over to the right side. Caught by Lopez. So the Tigers have pulled it out a little bit now. Taking some time off the clock. Off a screen, going left side, Beam. Beam nowhere to go, back to Backus. Backus on a drive, challenges low, throws it over to the left side. And again, they are just only going to take it if it's a really good shot, really pulling it out into the spread. Now here comes the drive, shot on the way is up, and it is no good for Lopez. A rebound by Liam Fingerson. And the Hornets push it up the near side. Jaden Shep in the corner. Pulls up, fires it back to Trayton Shep, and he is fouled on the play by Backus. That'll be his third. And that'll put the Hornets at the line. Double bonus from here on out, so that could be a bonus for the Hornets. They can make a few. Trayton Shep has not shot free throws. 3 points tonight. Ithaca boys get the win over Brookwood, 65-41. Free throw is good by Trayton Shep. And the Hornets are within two. It's 52-50. One more coming up. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Liam Fingerson with the rebound, and he is fouled. Stops the clock with 4:06 to play, and Liam goes to the line, shooting two. So the foul marked on Mason Myman of Black River Falls. That's his second. At free throw line, Liam Fingerson. This one in the air, and that one is good. And the Hornets are within one. 52-51. Hornets trying to crank their way back into this one. They were down by five not that long ago. This one in the air, and that one is short. And the rebound by the Tigers. Backus brings it across the half-court line. 4 minutes exactly to play. Visiting Black River Falls, leading by a point over Richland Center. Backus down to the baseline. Crossover dribble back to the corner. And again, the Tigers pull it out a little bit. Left side, Lopez. They're standing at half court. Play and catch for the ball. The Hornets have extended that zone. Trying to put some pressure on the guards. Beam gives it over to Myman. Back to Beam now. Tigers taking some time off with a one-point lead. Pass comes back to the right side, and Lopez. Hornets in hot pursuit. Lopez back near the scorer's table. That's his way down to the right side. And hands off Backus. Gets around the defender. He's going to penetrate a bit. Scoops a shot on the way, and it's good. Backus creates a shot, and that makes it a 54-51 ball game. We have 3:08 to play. Jaden Shep to Liam Fingerson. Slings one to Wes Bosworth. He underlaid it, and the rebound is fought for. Bosworth somehow got it and puts it in. He missed the shot, but made up for it. Got it back, and it's a one-point game. 54-53, 2:51 to go, Tigers by one. Black River Falls with Lopez, handing off right side to Beam. And it's knocked away, Wes Bosworth with the steal. Hornets can lead, knocked away by the Tigers from behind. Bosworth knocked it away, he'll drive, he'll score, and he's fouled. Wes Bosworth taking matters into his own hands, makes the basket. Hornets take the lead, 55-54. West trying to fire him up here tonight. Foul is on Mason Myman, his third. 2:35 to play. And here goes West to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. In the air with that one, no good. Tipped around, rebound by the Tigers. So Black River Falls brings it out to the near side on a dribble drive. Shot on the way won't stay, but a foul called on the Hornets with 2:27 to play. That'll be their ninth. So a front end of the bonus coming up for the Tigers. Ithaca boys get Brookwood, 65-41 tonight. Viroqua surviving that one, which was tied moments ago, 78-75 over Dodgeville. Boys basketball. Free throw for Lopez. In the air. Good. So Lopez ties the score at 55 with 2:27 to play. Second throw for Cecil in the air. It is good. Black River Falls has not had as many free throw opportunities. We're going to have a foul called after the free throw. All right. Going to be called on Richland Center. Black River Falls takes the lead of 56-55 with 2:27 to go. And free throws for Archer Grant. Foul is on Liam Fingerson. That's his second. Going to the free throw line will be number 13, Archer Grant. This one in the air, and that one is no good. He will get one more. 2:27 to play. Visiting Tigers, leading by one, trying to put it up by two. This one in the air, that one is no good. Rebound, Wes Bosworth. And a timeout and a whistle by Coach Brian Poles. A timeout taken. 2:25. 56-55. Tigers leading the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee, as we kick off a busy weekend in high school sports. A lot of really good games and matches this week. As we love to brag about the achievements of the local high school students. Kyle coming in now with the Hornets after the timeout, trailing by a point. 2:25 to play. No backcourt pressure. Neither team has really paid much attention to full court. Concentrate on the half-court game. Jaden Shep going left side. Brady Dosh. And now to Liam Fingerson, just to the left of the top of the key. Liam throws it, and it's picked off. Intended for Wes Bosworth, stolen by Grant, and he'll take it the other way. So the Tigers lead by one, and they have been pulling it out. Hornets are going to have to play defense or foul them here. Fouls are even at 10 apiece, so double bonus every foul now. Ball knocked away by Jaden Shep, picked up by Backus. Backus behind the back dribble, drives down deep, top shot won't go. Rebound Liam Fingerson. Hornets with the ball. Going to push it. They're in a hurry. Don't really need to be. Down by a point with a minute 40. Fingerson left side. Trayton Shep, ball fake, drives down deep, top shot up, and it's short. Rebound Bosworth. West reverse lay-in. Good. Hornets take the lead. 57-56. 1:25 remaining, and a whistle called at half court. Foul is going to be marked on Jaden Shep, which will be his third. Going to the free throw line, number 13, Archer Grant. He missed a couple just a little bit ago. Pecatonica Argyle has defeated River Valley 49-27 in girls basketball tonight. Potosi over Belmont, 77-52 in boys. Free throw in the air, and it is no good. Wow, that one was down in the net and came back out. Archer Grant will try to at least tie the score with a minute 25 to play. Archer taking a look. This one is in the air, and good, he does. 57 all. 1:25 to go in the ball game, and the ball coming the other way now for Richland Center. Jaden Shep across the half-court line. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Dosh catches it. Free throw line left. Now back to the right side on the wing. It's Wes Bosworth. Hornets looking for a good one. Dosh in the corner. Back to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth swings it cross court. Oh, almost stolen. Jaden Shep will plant for a three. It is good. Jaden Shep nails a three. 60-57. 55 seconds remaining. Backus with the basketball. Back it goes to Lopez. Off a screen. Going right side. Looking in the corner. Tigers setting up. Backus, they'd like to get him open. Down to the baseline. He spins. Goes for a two. It is up short. Rebound Jaden Shep. 38 seconds to play. Hornets with a basketball. Jaden Shep to half court. He's going to be called for a carry. Oh! That's a tough call at this point in the game. A carry called on the Hornet dribbler at midcourt. That gives it back to the Tigers with 32 seconds to play. And again, a prolific sophomore scorer. Braylon Backus averaging 24 a ball game. He has three threes tonight, but I would guess he'll be the one they'll be looking to and setting up a play as Jack Taylor calls timeout here for Black River Falls. 32 seconds remaining. Good ball game tonight. Thank you for joining us. You're heading back from another game this evening on a Monday night, and it feels a little bit more like, I don't know, later in the season. It's interesting how it's staying lighter longer till about 5:30. And you get this part of the season, and you start to think about the WIAA tournament, which is still 3 to 4 weeks away. But you kind of think about those nights when you drive to the game, and it's daylight, and you're driving all the way to the game, and it's still daylight. And you know that spring is right around the corner, and the basketball tournaments bring that on. And I always think about good weather and good basketball as well. Timeout is over. Hornets, if you're just joining us, had a 10-point lead evaporate in about 4 minutes. And the Tigers have led off and on. The Hornets have been able to take a three-point lead on some big plays. Huge basket by sophomore Jaden Shep. And the Tigers have the basketball after the timeout. Nolan Beam, the inbounder, brings it in the backcourt. Lopez with the basketball. 60-57, Richland Center. Lopez fires it off to Grant. Grant looking down deep. They're going to set a screen. Now back to the top of the key. Three for the tie. It is up and no good. Wes Bosworth with the rebound. Bodies flying everywhere. Pass to the outlet. Going to be taken by Jaden Shep. Got away from the defense. Goes in for a score. No. Rebound Trayton Shep. And he is going to be fouled on the play with 7.5 seconds remaining. Black River Falls. I'm not sure they got the shot that they wanted, but they really wanted that rebound. And, boy, the Hornets have been better on the boards tonight than they were earlier. Wes Bosworth on the inside rebound. Liam Fingerson has had a couple. The foul is on Cecil Lopez. Free throw is good. Trayton Shep makes it a two-possession game. 61-57, 7.5 seconds remaining in the game. Trayton Shep with the second one on the way. No good. Rebound Liam Fingerson. And timeout taken by Brian Poles. 6 seconds remaining in the game. The Hornets leading it by four over the visiting Tigers. The conclusion, we think, coming up in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
This game has had a lot of ebbs and flows here tonight. There is no doubt about it. We're down to 6 seconds remaining. Hornets by four after Trayton Shep hit one of two free throws. And the turnover puts it back in the hands of Richland Center. So they will try to inbound. 6 seconds left, and Brady Dosh is the inbounder. Brady taps the ball. Hornets looking for some screens. Pass comes into Trayton Shep, fouled right away in the corner with 4.5 seconds remaining. And the Hornets will go to the free throw line. This one is going to be on Backus, and that will be his fourth. So the Tigers have not fouled anybody out, but they have three players with four fouls. Trayton Shep, two for three at the line. This one in the air and good. Some money free throws. Hornets go up by five at 62-57. One more coming up. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound taken by the Tigers. Backus comes up the sideline, shoots a long three. No good at the buzzer. And the Hornets survive tonight. 62-57. Big victory here tonight. The Hornets needed this one. Coming from behind, they faced a lot of adversity down the stretch, but they get the victory. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets put a win in the books, a five-point victory, getting them back to the 500 mark now at 8-8 on the season. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, got to go with a three-point basket by Jaden Shep, which broke a tie with 55 seconds left, put the Hornets up 60-57. That was the key play in the game, and then Brother Trayton made a couple of key free throws at the end to kind of seal the deal for Richland Center. The turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan Rewards. Today, you can enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks at Duncan, right here in Richland Center. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. The Hornets get the win 62-57 tonight. They were up 32-30 at halftime, and they led 43-33 with 14 minutes left. With just over 9 minutes left, Black River Falls took the lead. So they went on a 12-0 run at that point. The Hornets kind of righted the ship and stayed in the ball game and got a couple of big plays down the stretch, able to get some key stops and a big basket by Jaden Shep. 24 for Wes Bosworth, who has a big night for the Hornets, as he has this year. 13 for Jaden Shep. 9 by Liam Fingerson. 6 points for Trayton Shep. 5 for Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss. On the other side for the Tigers, Braylon Backus averaging 24 a game. He did sneak up there at the end. 22 for the ball game. 15 for Nolan Beam. 14 for Cecil Lopez, and 3 each for Zayden Rosef and Archer Grant as well. The Tigers fall to 2-12 with the loss. Free throw wise, that's one of the things that the Hornets were hurt by tonight. 12 of 29 free throw shooting, 10 of 14 for the Tigers. The Tigers with 9 three-point baskets made tonight, Richland Center with 4. Once again, the final, 62-57. Some other scores tonight. Checking out some finals. And this is a really good game, but Mount Horeb showing how good they are. We know how good Platteville is. Mount Horeb, number one rated in the state. They defeat Platteville tonight, 91-59. That's in boys basketball. Belmont winning against Wazika Steuben at last word, 45-36. The Royal Girls over Black River Falls, 70-47. Pecatonica 49-27 over River Valley. A final, River Ridge 84, Benton 39. Darlington 63, New Glarus 54 in the second half. Viroqua has the win against Dodgeville 78-75. The Ithaca Bulldogs 65, Brookwood 41 in boys basketball. We'll see the Bulldogs tomorrow night on the radio when they face North Crawford. Always a great game when those two schools play. The Ithaca girls earlier tonight, one of the first scores we had because that was an extremely early game. They pick up the win over Brookwood in that contest, 51-15. The Platteville girls beat Mount Horeb tonight 60-40. And Weston, 100, Riverdale, 83. Lots of points in that one this evening. And Highland gets the win in boys basketball over Cassville, 88-49. Congratulations to Wes Cressinger of Highland. Becomes their second player this season to go over 1,000 points. So way to go, Wes. And that's a look at the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Tomorrow night we'll be in Ithaca for the Bulldogs and Potosi. Thursday night right back here to see the Hornets take on their opponent Platteville. And we'll round out the week with Weston and Ithaca boys basketball. So we've got some good rivalries and matchups coming up here in the next few nights from WRCO Sports. Our game's engineered by Mr. Fabulous. That's Tim Feed. This is Phil Neese saying have a pleasant night. Black River Falls gets the win in JV ball tonight, 50-45. And the Hornets survive in the varsity game, 62-57, the final. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rear view mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know song goes, I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't gotta give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town, this town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies, dancing like crazy. New Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high. Try, but I got a beer in my hand.
Iceland Center.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surging immigrant raids in the days since President Trump took office.
The sweeps from coast to coast. In Denver, agents raiding a nightclub, detaining around 50 people, a bus driving them away. The DEA says they were associated with the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. The administration hoping to convince undocumented migrants to